Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Thursday, 2nd of February, and sunny morning here in Auroville on 20 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today sunny to partly cloudy and nice and mainly clear over the night. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 21 to high of 29 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is expected to be very high, 9. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 28%. At 4 p.m., we are invited to Unity Pavilion to a bilingual session on The City We Forgot or Create Auroville Together, number 1 by Anu, Shamker, Manakshi, Partha in English and Tamil. Auroville is a dream for all humanity. It does not look like other cities, has different priorities. It was designed to change us and change life. How did the city happen and why does it wait to be realized? Let's see what awaits us this weekend. Today at 3:30 p.m. at Citadel Gallery, we are invited by Ciro to Auroville Conversations. And today Vikram will be talking on collaboration instead of competition in physical education and exploration. Today also an inside seminar present one day seminar on the Bhagavad Gita and its relevance to integral yoga of Sri Aurobindo at Auro Shilpam, and it's going on the full day, presented by Ella Tolle. On Sunday, 5th of February at 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to talk The Core of African Spirituality or 13 Whispers by Dr. Ankh Chabalala. Weekend will be in the spirit of 7th annual Auroville Hat Tournament by Ultimate Frisbee. The Ultimate Frisbee Club will be hosting its 7th annual Auroville Hat Tournament with many groups from all around the India and maybe even abroad. The match starts early in the morning, 6 a.m. and going on through all the day. Exhibition cum auction, Art for Land at Unity Pavilion was inaugurated yesterday and it will be open until the end of the month. And they are saying that during the month of February, art donated by many artists representing painting and drawing, sculpture, ceramics and photography will be presented at the Unity Pavilion. Well-known artists from Auroville and Ashram are participating as well as friends from abroad. And of course, all money raised by auction, it will be donated for the land. On Saturday 4th at 8 p.m. at World Cafe, another world dance party with DJ Priscilla from 8 p.m. to midnight. And Unity Pavilion is also saying that from 8th of February, which is Wednesday, they will screen movies on new economic paradigm. There would be a series of movie screening covering various aspects of the economy and giving new perspective on the economy in the broader sense to accelerate Auroville's journey of building a new economic paradigm for the world in alignment with the mother's vision. Those screenings would be going on every Wednesday at 7:45 p.m. And the first one would be Paradise or Oblivion, which is a video presentation introduces a new socio-economic system called resource-based economy, featuring the lifelong work of social engineer, futurist, inventor, industrial designer Jacques Fresco. And here's another good news on free service for Auroville electrical vehicles. Electrical vehicle service team Debo, Marlies, Matthias and Rajan are saying that in support of pollution-free Auroville, they want to kick off their electric vehicle service to a good start by offering us a complete cost-free checkup of your electric motorbike, cycle, moped, scooter or three-wheeler. They will perform a throughout test on your vehicle and make the necessary repairs and adjustments with the following up if needed. All you have to do is to send email to evs@auroville.org in indicating your name, phone number, community and the kind of e-vehicle you have. They will contact you to determine a date, time and place. And here's the news from Mutelink on Practice English While Exploring Spiritual Basis of Orville. That would be 6 sessions on topics related to the ideals of Orville. And there will be group interactive to build communication skills. Pronunciation, vocabulary and comprehension will be facilitated by Patricia. And the sessions will take place at Mutelink office in Calacanra building at Barrett Nivas as part of Proski's offering every Wednesday promptly from 3 to 5 p.m. They will begin on February 8 through March 15. It's freely offered to all but with preference to newcomers, Orovillians and registered volunteers. Orville Basketball League will happen during Orville Birthday Week from 21st to 28th of February at Certitude. Last date for sign up is February 8th, so you need to hurry up if you want to play basketball. If you're a basketball fan and would like to participate, give your name and the sign up sheet posted at various places as New Creation, Certitude, Transition School, Future School, Nest School and Dea Shakti. Teams will be announced once they collect the names, so keep an eye out for more updates to come. They encourage you all to sign up as this league will be for all age, gender, skill levels so that everyone can participate. The Korean Pavilion is offering Sion, which is Korean Zen, 2-day workshop at Savitri Bhavan, and it will be facilitated by Venerable Deok Josunim from South Korea. Through meditation and practice, you will focus on the question, what is this? What is that that moves, thinks, speaks? What am I? Group A would be going on 4th and 5th, and Group B on 6th and 7th of February, so Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And for movie lovers, is also invitation from Kino Self to this Saturday, February 4th at 10 a.m. at Cinema Paradiso, and they're saying to make a movie. And they're asking all the filmmakers, film lovers, actors, singers, writers, dancers, carpenters, tailors, and etc. to come and join them. Cinema Barat News Auditorium tomorrow, Friday 3rd, they will screen at 7:30 Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans by F.W. Murnau, made in 1927, and it is a silent classic. The Eco Film Club in Sedona Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. they will screen Almendro, Tree of Life, made in 2003 and directed by Barbara Fowley Puskas. At Visitor Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m. Inferno, Adventure Fantasy, directed by Ron Howard, and tomorrow, 3rd Friday, The Accountant, made in 2016, and directed by Gavin O'Connor. At Cinema Paradiso, tonight at 8 p.m., East Asian Drama Fantasy, Cemetery of Splendor, made in Thailand, UK, Germany, France, Malaysia, South Korea, Mexico, USA, and Norway in 2016, by writer and director Apchipta Pong Virasitakul. On Saturday, International Drama Romance, 45 years, made in UK in 2015 by director Andrew Haig. At Children's Film on Sunday, 4:30 p.m., The Invisible Boy, made in Italy in 2014, director by Gabriele Salvatores. Satyajit Rai's Apple Triology Film Festival is starting at Cine Club this Sunday, and the trilogy is a milestone in Indian cinema and remains one of the most acclaimed works in the parallel cinema movement. So this Sunday at 8 p.m. we will see Song of the Road, made in India in 1955, of course, directed by Satyajit Rai. Cherubindo wrote, inspiration is a slender river of brightness leaping from a vast and eternal knowledge. It exceeds reason more perfectly than reason exceeds the knowledge of the senses. An exciting news from our side that you can listen to Orville Radio live streaming now on Radio Garden platform. But of course you have to keep in mind that this live streaming is generated by computer, consists of latest program made by our team and our volunteers. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orovilleradio.org.